It's an NBA Minute on the Gary Sharp Show. It's official. James Harden is in Brooklyn. They have introduced him. And in his first interview, he has said, I'm an elite player, I'm an elite teammate, and an elite leader. You know what? That elite player, teammate, and leader? Let's ask the Houston Rockets right now if they believe anything that's coming out of that man's mouth. Speaking of the Brooklyn Nets, Kyrie Irving is going to be in action tomorrow. And I don't know how this dude could be away from the program for so long and doesn't have to quarantine, doesn't have to do anything at all, and he gets fined $50,000. That's chump change. Oh, but he's going to lose $800,000 that he lost from missing games. He doesn't care. Adam Silver, I need you to step in. I need something better than that. But you know what? There was actually good ball on last night, including the Pacers, who beat up on the Portland Trail Blazers. And the Houston Rockets pulled off a win without James Harden. It's amazing what happens when you take the cancer out of your team and you put out players that actually want to be there. What can happen? Shout out to Christian Wood. Christian Wood had a fantastic game. And hopefully there's more of that to come when Victor Oladipo slides right in. And maybe this Houston Rockets team could possibly make a run for the playoffs. We'll see.
The Rockets look like they were having fun last night.
Isn't it something?
Yeah.
They actually looked like they were having fun. They were enjoying each other and playing against a good San Antonio team.
Did you watch the late game last night? Golden State Denver?
Sure did. Right as soon as the Pacers went off, I switched.
Joker is in the mix for MVP. Denver's turned it around. Denver's played better of late.
Yeah.
But Curry had 35, but the Joker had a triple-double.
Leading the league in assists.
Yeah. Denver's fun to watch.
Here's what I tell you. James Wiseman, he's putting his place yesterday. Hey, you're guarding the best center in the league. Ooh, he learned some things yesterday.
Today there is a significant birthday of a thing that we all use. How many times a day do you use Wikipedia?
Oh, at the very least, 2 to 3 times.
So Wikipedia turns 20 today. It has replaced the encyclopedia.
That's it?
Mm-hmm. Turns 20 today.
Wow.
So you remember growing up, did you have the full A to Z encyclopedias?
Yes.
Did you ever, you might be too young, but did you ever remember somebody coming to your house to sell you a vacuum cleaner or encyclopedias? Or to get you to convert to a certain religion. Might have been just the neighborhood I lived in Urbandale, but it seemed it was like a thing of stature.
Yeah.
If you had the encyclopedias.
Yeah.
Okay, because you would display them on a bookshelf, but we all know you would never touch them. They were all for show.
Yeah.
But Wikipedia replaced the encyclopedia. I don't even know the last time I searched for an encyclopedia. I might have been at the library decades ago.
Mm-hmm.
But Wikipedia turns 20 today. There are 55 million articles on Wikipedia.
Wow. Wow.
They have 280,000 volunteers. You know, you always get probably every 6 months you'll get the pop-up, hey, they're, you know, to keep Wikipedia alive, donate $3 or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
But there's 280,000 volunteers that update the pages. Now, as I've come to know, it's not that hard to update a Wikipedia page, even if you have no affiliation to that page. There are 350 times per minute somebody accesses Wikipedia.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what I did. John says he's never used Wikipedia. Is John...
John who?
Is John alive?
Not our John.
Well, no, not our John. But,
oh. He's never used Wiki?
No. It is my go-to. I mean, if there are things on Wikipedia that are said, it's got to be true. Like, for example, on the 1620 The Zone Wikipedia page, the current morning show is hosted by Gary Sharp and former Nebraska football kicker Damon Benning.
Stop!
Now, whoever edited this page has edited to our new lineup, including all the auxiliary shows, but they've left the other stuff in there. I wonder if even the football kicker knows that he's on there as the football kicker. Yeah, I believe. I could edit our page right now. What would you like me to put on there, George?
Oh, that's a good one. Oh.
Let me include you here as the best the best producer in NRG history. NRG media history is George Norwood. Okay. Publish changes.
Love it.
If you go to our Wikipedia page right now, you will see in the next to last paragraph what I just typed. So maybe everything on Wikipedia is not true, but today it celebrates its 20th birthday.
I can't.
Did you know that it was that easy to edit a Wikipedia page?
I knew it had to be easy, but just because let's say this weekend, if one of these quarterbacks just get absolutely blown out, then it's going
to... Oh, yeah, like it's brutal on like coaches.
Yeah.
Like immediately.
Just immediately. Yeah. Yeah, the trolls are out there, but man.
Unfortunately, Mike Stibbs has left the company. Company due to I can't leave. But I'm going to leave you up there.
Okay.
All right, so we'll see if anybody notices.
We'll periodically check.
So happy birthday to Wikipedia. Show changes. I'm going straight to publish. What are you talking about, Wiki? All right, we had so the Zone deal on 1620 the Zone, Envinse Spa, where they're going to take care of your nails, your pedicures, your facials. They also give massages. Is that part of what they do?
That's actually a really good question.
So what happened during the break is Mr. Vince called the show. He's a big listener of 1620. He's actually, you know, they're actually busy today, even with the winter weather going on here. And he said, "You guys just made me laugh." And I said, "Well, thank you." Because that's our goal every day on this show, is to make you laugh, cry, and think. Kind of the whole Jim Valvano philosophy.
Okay.
Most of the time, it's like crying from because you're laughing so hard. So here's what Mr. Vince is doing for our listeners. Is he has decided, give me the exact wording of how he wants to give away what he wants to give away.
Oh, he's got two $50 vouchers that he would love us to give away.
Okay. So this is how we're going to give it away. George, because you're going to be the one choosing.
Yep.
Do you want him to do it via the phone, via email?
Email.
Email George at 1620thezone.com. So this gives everybody a great opportunity to get involved. Because we thank Mr. Vince. And when you go to Mr. Vince's spa, please tell him that we sent you.
Yeah.
Creighton plays at Butler tomorrow, Hinkle Fieldhouse. It's a 1 o'clock tip. The game's gonna be a blowout. Butler's bad.
Yikes.
Okay, it's not your grandparents' Butler. They're a little bit different. Okay, and Creighton's playing really, really well. But they're gonna play at Hinkle Fieldhouse, which is also slated to host NCAA tournament games in this weird year. You know, Hinkle Fieldhouse is where Hoosiers, the movie, was filmed. Mm-hmm. Who hit the final shot in the movie Hoosiers? Who hit the final shot in the movie Hoosiers?
Oh, wow.
Okay?
Cool. That's a good one.
Email the right answer to George at 1620thezone.com, and George will select two of our great listeners that know that movie and remember the shot or have a really good Google machine. And you may win a $50 voucher to Envinse.
I'm cutting it off.
To get your nails, to get your toes, to get your ankles, to get your facial.
This dude.
I don't like people touching my feet.
I understand that.
Okay, I don't.
It's life changing.
I don't have a fetish, folks. Not me. You're not going to find me on any of those websites looking for, you know, anything feet wise. I don't have a fetish because I don't want people touching my feet. The only thing that touches my feet is my Adidas socks and my Air Jordans that I'm wearing today. Okay? Or my flip-flops.
Oh, the flops.
Yeah. But this is a great opportunity. This is a good partner. And they heard the show, and they heard us talking about what you can get there. And so $50 voucher, just email George at 1620thezone.com. Who hit the final shot in the movie Hoosiers? You were going to say something?
4 o'clock. I'll give
them by 4 o'clock?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Central Standard Time. We have listeners in Taiwan, remember? Well. So. 4 o'clock Central Standard Time.
Do you know what time it is in Taiwan right now?
Let's see. It's 1:43. I'm going to say like 8:43 a.m.
It is 3:43 a.m. right now on Saturday in Taiwan.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Please, nobody else start requesting, hey, what is it in Tokyo? What is it in Rome? What time is that movie playing tonight? We're back with more NFL after this.